From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama enacted a measure in April derided by critics as the Don't Say Gay Law. It bans discussions of sexual orientation and gender identity in K-5 classrooms and is similar to a Florida law. WBHM's Kyra Miles reports it puts pressure on teachers and families with LGBTQ parents.
Matching with Miss America on a dating app and then marrying her sounds like a movie, but it's reality for Abbott Downs.
Yep, 7-day free trial, match with Miss America. My friends who do online dating all the time were furious with me.
They've been together for 5 years, and now Downs has two kids, a 12-year-old stepson from her wife's previous marriage.
And then we have baby Ella, who's 8 months old.
Downs and baby Ella often come to the Birmingham Botanical Gardens to get some fresh air.
Go see some roses. Go see some roses.
But recently, something has been weighing on her family. A new law in Alabama bans discussions about sexuality and gender identity in K-5 classrooms.
As a gay parent raising children, the part that bothers me is it seems to want to exclude conversation about my family in particular in the classroom.
The law's original sponsors said they wanted to protect young girls from predators by requiring students to use the bathroom that matched the gender on their birth certificates. But on the day they voted, a last-minute change also banned discussions about sexuality and gender identity. Downs says she agrees that kids in K-5 classes shouldn't learn anything explicit in education.
Where I think we depart, though, is this notion that somehow talking about my family with two moms is more sexualized and more adult content than talking about another child's family with a mom and a dad. I feel like a heterosexual family shouldn't just be the default.
Gay families in Alabama are really actually not anything new.
Paul Hard is a professor at Auburn University at Montgomery and one of the first people who sued the state for marriage equality. He says it's not until recent years that LGBTQ relationships have started to be openly acknowledged. But this law is a setback.
We're communicating to children that their family, that their existence is something shameful. As long as you can keep people like my husband and I and our kids invisible, we don't exist.
According to the Movement Advancement Project, a nationwide policy mapping think tank, a quarter of LGBTQ adults in Alabama are raising children. Hard says his family has considered moving out of the state, but it's home for them.
There's a lot of good work our legislators can be doing instead of contributing to this bigotry and making it clear that if you're LGBTQ, we don't want you in Alabama.
This isn't the first time Alabama legislation has targeted the LGBTQ community in schools. Until last year, teachers were supposed to follow outdated sex education standards that emphasize that homosexuality is not a, quote, lifestyle acceptable to the general public and is illegal under the laws of the state. Current standards for elementary education majors put emphasis on teaching diverse populations. But standards don't always reflect reality, and it's not clear how this law will impact classrooms. Dawn Fields teaches third graders.
And I play jazz in the mornings when they're doing their morning work.
Fields says she values student-led discussions in her classroom at Huntington Place Elementary in Northport.
I'm just trying to be a safe place for a kid who may not have a safe place because of 100 different circumstances.
She says that topics of gender or sexuality haven't come up in her class. But now if they do, she says it feels like her job is on the line.
Even though it hasn't come up, I would almost feel muzzled or handcuffed.
Another new law in Alabama requires teachers to tell parents if a student says they might be transgender. Field says it goes against her philosophy as an educator to not only teach her students, but create a sense of community for them.
What if I have a kid next year and he wants to share about his moms? I'm gonna let him. They're 8. They're really not sharing for their classmates. They just want to tell me. They want to tell me. Why? Because I'm their teacher. I'm that trusted adult in their safety network. Or that's what I'm supposed to be when I'm allowed to be.
Field says if something happens in her class, she'll follow the proper channels and figure out what to do with administration. But she says her first priority is always going to be the well-being of her students. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member reporting on education for WBHM.